Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. I'm recording on Thursday, December 1st for publication on Thursday, December 1st or Friday, December 2nd. So let's just dive in. These are questions as of November 28th. Cash and precious metals. Hi, Catherine. Is it safe to buy, sell, and store gold on mobile application? And you're pointing to Glint Pay, which I'm not familiar of. I would never buy, sell, or store gold on a mobile application. I just don't trust the security. So I would never do it. But if you find it convenient, you know, then do it in small amounts, amounts that if you get wiped out, you know, it won't be the end of the world. So I wouldn't do it. If you're using it for traveling around and it's convenient for payment, I would do it with, it wouldn't be the end of the world if you lost it. Geopolitics and financial markets. Hi, Catherine. I've been staying out of the markets due to concerns regarding a crash forthcoming. Would you say it's safe to invest in CDs and treasuries bonds when the globalist promotes a shift to a digital currency? What do you predict will occur with the money in our accounts? Will it lose a certain percentage or will it all be lost? Here's the thing. If we get a crash, then the question is if stocks are safe, depends on what stocks you have and what custodian you have. So you want to have a good custodian. You want to make sure you have good stocks. Now, all the equity I do is hedged. We did an interview a year or so ago with Jason Wirth in the equity overview and go over what hedged equity is and why you might want to consider it if you're concerned about a big crash. I noticed one investment bank came out today and predicted double-digit losses again next year for the equity markets, but it's one reason to stay unhedged. I don't like to go out in most circumstances. I'd much rather get hedged, sell the hedge, and, you know, buy when things are down. I like sales. It's safe to invest in CDs if you're in a good bank and you've got FDIC insurance. I'm presuming you're in the U.S. Treasuries comes down to, or any bond comes down to, do you trust the institution to keep its word? Number one, do you trust it to manage its money prudently? Number two, and number three, are you comfortable with how it's using your money, what it's using your money to do? So I would suggest you ask those questions. The blast from the past this week is caveat emptor, which is something that Carolyn Betts and I wrote about the credit issues in and around treasuries, given what's happening with the missing money from the federal government. And before you do treasuries or bonds, I recommend you take a look at that. When the globalists promote the shift to a digital currency, what do you predict will occur with the money in our accounts? There are so many different things that could happen. You know, it's impossible to predict. I mean, there could be 1,000 different scenarios. The reality is I'm assuming that they'll run multiple systems at the same time, or if they convert everything immediately, which is unlikely, but if they do, then the money in your account will be converted, I assume, to CBDC. It looks to me like they're going to phase the CBDC out so that they don't upset everybody. You know, this is going to be the frog in the boiling water approach so that the banks don't think they're going to get taken out right away. But ultimately, they will take them out. Will it lose a certain percentage or will the whole thing be lost? I think it's unlikely. I think they're going to convert. Although they may say, and what they did in India, which is, you know, if you have a $100 bill and you don't convert it within a certain period of time, then its value goes to zero. You know, so they force a conversion. I'm especially concerned about buying bonds from the U.S. Treasury. Well, I get back to the question, is the U.S. Treasury an institution which you trust to keep its word, manage its finances prudently, and tell you the truth, and use the money well? You decide that. Thanks for your guidance and perspective. Okay, that was in geopolitics and financial markets. Let's turn to equity overview. Hi, I'm a new member of Solari. There's so much material, I'm moving through it. I have a large mortgage still, 14 more years to pay at 2.25. Paying it is dependent on my husband's defense contractor employer, and we have almost all of our retirement savings in his 401k. I also have a condo in, I won't describe the place. I don't have extra cash, but have money in stocks. How do I best evaluate the situation? Could I send you anything that would help? So I can't do what a financial planner would do. I think the question is, do you want the risk of having any debt at all in this environment? One thing you have two choices. You can rent the condo since you're not living in it, and that'll give you an income that you can use to pay off the mortgage, or you can presumably sell the condo now and pay off your mortgage so you sort of have no debt. Really comes down to your risk profile, how much risk you want to take. 2.25% is a very low rate, and I'm assuming you have equity in your house, and between you and your husband, you can probably generate income. I do think the chances of a recession, to serious recession, even a depression next year, are real, only because the Mr. Global is doing so much to destroy the economy. At some point, the economy can't fight back. How do I evaluate the situation? So what you need to decide is how much risk you want to take. Obviously, the conservative thing is sell your condo, pay down the mortgage, and have less debt. But the other, sort of the long-term equity, you'll probably do better if you keep the condo and rent it. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to end up with a condo with no rent and lose the employment and the family and not be able to make the mortgage. So the conservative thing to do is to consolidate. It's up to you. It really comes down to your risk profile. Hello, Catherine. Thank you again for everything you do for humanity. I hope more people get on board with actual reality. Me too. Okay, so the question is, do you consolidate a property in Greece that you own with a sibling? I'm wondering if you can buy her out by swapping the equity for a debt. And I would be careful not to do it. If you negotiate with her, I would negotiate. We have a pretty good chance of going into a serious recession. So prices would probably drop next year. I'd hate to see for you negotiate the price now. I would sort of wait to see what things look like in February. I'm thinking that a case of increasing inflation, this will work well for me. It will work well for you if you truly use it and value it. But you're right, probably not a case of deflation. I would say the chances of a meaningful deflation next year are pretty reasonable, so you need to be prepared to go each way. My company is profitable and currently in a position to generate the profit I would need to make the payments I would need, while I would also be able to generate profit from the property itself. But if you don't mind, do you have an opinion on whether the dollar might stay strong or will its recent slide against the euro continue? I think reasonably good chance the dollar stays strong, particularly if we get a bad deflation. So I'm not so much worried about the dollar. I mean, I wish that wasn't true. Unfortunately, I don't. If you look at what's keeping the dollar strong, it's pretty ugly. I would think you've got at least a 50% chance or better of some serious deflation next year, but likely the dollar's strong. A small chance, figure 20%, the dollar continues to fall, even fall badly, is what the odds I give it. If you do, a beautiful property in Greece is always a wonderful thing to have, in my opinion. But if you do negotiate out, I would make sure you wait and see what the prices are looking like February. Again, a lot of cash coming out of the real estate market right now. Feedback. Lots of feedback. Further evidence of the implosion of the financial transactions sector. Big layoffs at Stripe. More evidence of the robustness of the medical center. Friend and sales in the medical sector just surpassed fourth quota as of beginning of November. Las Vegas, I noticed it was packed. Friend noticed it was packed in October. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, so things are quirky. Dear Catherine, I can't recall where or when it was, but I remember you mentioning a study you had commissioned. So I wrote you individually. That was a back of the envelope. It wasn't a Chinese scholar for Hamilton Securities. It was one of our investment bankers who was in fact a PRC citizen, but it was a back of the envelope estimate. So it's pretty sophisticated back of the envelope, but that's all it was. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for doing what you're doing. There are a handful of brave people out there, and you were clearly one of them. I'm in Canada. We've had draconian lockdowns, etc. With the support of a friend of mine who was a journalist, we were able to figure things out fast. She, along with her husband, took their kids out of, let's see, school and went to on sabbatical to Italy to avoid the travel restrictions. Currently, they are undertaking the development of a book titled How Propaganda and Censorship Changed Our World, which is a collection of short essays. And you want to know if I can contribute. I would love to contribute, but I just can't. If you look at how many things I'm supposed to contribute and how many things I'm supposed to be publishing, I am way, way behind. So what I need to do is I need to fulfill the commitments that I've promised and not take any more, because I literally can't perform. So, but it sounds wonderful. So, congratulations. And it looks great. Propaganda and censorship changed. How propaganda and censorship changed our world. Anyway, when they're done, let me know because I'd love to take a look at it. Dear Catherine, thank you for your work. I especially appreciate your work with Titus, Betts, Farrell, to name a few. Hard to believe the depth of evil and psychopathy by the cabal and their minions. I work in healthcare. Okay, so this is, I'm not going to read this, but it's on page, it starts on page 6 and goes to page 7. And this is an astonishingly intelligent and helpful report of what people who are aware of what's really happening are dealing with in hospitals. And I just thank you for persevering and giving us this report. This is absolutely invaluable. And this person is describing all the struggles with doctors and healthcare people who don't understand what's happening. I would mention, my understanding is even though the MRI and CT scan can only show the large vessel pathology on the clots, the D-dimer test is the test to, I'm told, can show microclotting. And that's what you want to make sure people get if they're concerned about that. Anyway, I really appreciate your report, and I would encourage people to read page 6 and 7. Dear Catherine, I very much enjoyed the Q3 wrap-up discussions you had with Dr. Farrell. I believe in part two you mentioned a book which a female author had written. She describes three general approaches to successful marriage. That book is The Good Marriage by Judith Wallerstein and Sandra Blakeslee, and we just put a copy of the cover in the show notes. Question. Hi, Catherine. I just wanted to thank you for your site and all the work and research you've done, particularly since COVID turned the world upside down. This is when I found you and your work. I learned on October 16th that I have a brain tumor. So planning for the future is no longer an urgent need, and I need to fund my treatment. So I'm discontinuing my subscription. Oh, I'm so sorry about this. I had planned on seeing you 10/27, but did not buy tickets before I had a seizure while raking leaves on 10/16. I was, or so I thought, very healthy, all local organic grass meat, cheese, locally grown organic, read every label to avoid toxins, an aggressive saver months away from paying off my mortgage and wondering how to shelter my 401k from these crazy people. At least I don't have to worry about funding retirement now. I just raced against my daughter's middle school class country team, cross country team the day before and didn't come in last. I had no idea I had a brain tumor and a pelvic mass. How can you know these things? I have your prayer book. It is lovely. Keep on doing what you're doing. Wow. Catherine, thank you for addressing the QR code issue on Financial Rebellion this week. We are about the same age, and I too have been experiencing the same reaction when suggesting use of QR codes is advancing the control grid agenda. Many things began to show up in our environment during the pandemic, and QR codes was one that showed up in spades. They have introduced them for use with seemingly harmless action items, ordering food at a restaurant, food from the grocery, etc. I avoid them like the plague. The other thing I see in our movement, participating in the medical testing, that one really shocks me. I love you quote Wolfgang in The Big Reset. Just stop testing and the pandemic will be over. Don't you just love Wolfgang Fruedark? He's so fabulous. After returning from the Weston Price Conference in Tennessee, I watched The Greater Good, followed by the 1986 Act, and then The Big Reset. Wow. Watching all three of them within such a close window of time amplified Bill Gates' statement in The Big Reset. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really good job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that number by perhaps 10 to 15%. Wow, just wow is all I can say. Make sure you watch Vaxxed and Vax too. That'll really help too. Happy Thanksgiving to you, the Solaria staff and fellow subscribers and all who so far are not in the 10 to 15%. Hi Catherine, I'm forwarding a comment recently posted on Friday, November 18th, by my Congressman Randy Weber from the Texas, its former Ron Paul seat, about our going battle with open border with Mexico. So there's a report here which is very much worth reading, and all I can say is the problems on the border are absolutely frightening, And when Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, describes or declares an invasion at the Texas-Mexico border, he's right. There's going to be real tension over this, and I think it's going to get much worse before it gets better. And it's one thing you want to think about when you think about jurisdictions where you want to live. Somebody suggested Danielle Smith, the premier of Alberta, for HERO. And of course, she was HERO this week. So there you go. Hi, Catherine. I've been a big time fan since early 2020 and want to thank you for all you do to keep your members well informed. My question is about health insurance. We're up for renewal and we are healthy as can be. I haven't seen a doctor, no need for at least 5 years. The amount of money we pay into health insurance is absurd and I'm tired of it. I could have used this money and pulled it to be well off. Sometime I remember you talking about what you did. Okay, so here's what I did, and let me see if I can find the link and put it in the show notes. I describe my journey. I went off healthcare insurance for a long period of time, and then when the litigation was over, I decided to take all that money and spend it on my health instead of on health insurance. What I did was I finally joined Samaritan Ministries, which is a group of Christians who self-insure. So I'm sending you musings on health, healthcare, and health insurance, which is a piece I wrote about my various decisions and how I went without health insurance. Samaritan, it's sort of a co-op of Christians who insure each other. And you might want to look at groups like Samaritans. There are others, not just Samaritans. I was very satisfied with Samaritan. I also always had a policy with AAA for car insurance. So if you look at where someone like me is going to spend money on traditional health care, it's going to be on a trauma accident, a car accident kind of situation. So I always tried to have great catastrophic transportation care in the case of a car accident, and I got it through AAA. So I would strongly recommend you do that whatever you do. I certainly understand the decision, and I never got insurance until I was eligible for Medicare and then a Medicare supplemental, which was significantly cheaper. When I looked at Obamacare, you know, I had basically an income of zero, so Larry would pay my travel expenses, but I was living off my capital. And so I had no income, but my Obamacare insurance was going to be $850 a month. I just laughed. I said, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. So I just spent that $850 on, you know, making sure I had fabulous food and a lot of great preventative care and help from great healthcare providers. I had a nutritionist and all sorts of great equipment and other things. So I spent a fortune on preventative health and not a dime on health insurance until I went into Samaritan, other than the AAA transportation policy. Anyway, I put the links to musings on health, healthcare, and health insurance, and it's in the library if you want to find it. But I would suggest you read that. And I, you know, what you want to do is you want to get the most for your health dollar. And I just find that most health insurance is a waste of time. Now, I'm in the Netherlands and I pay into the national system, and it's very reasonable and from everything I can see, very good so far. Question. In Ask Catherine, November 17th, we asked Catherine several questions, including if she'd heard of Glenn Meader's privacy protection plan. She had not, and therefore asked if we could send her some information. And so you have sent it. Here it is. Okay. I have no idea if you should do, but I will try and take a look at that. So thank you for sending. Hello, Catherine. There was a link to part 3 from Oval Media's Telegram channel a few days ago. We need to talk about Mr. Global part 3. And we put it up as soon as everybody came back from the weekend, but Oval Media ran it on Sunday and they didn't put it up until US Monday time. So thank you for pointing that out. Hello, Catherine. Thanks for everything you do. Let's see. So you love another daily prayer book. So I forwarded that to customer service to make sure you get some extra prayer books. And by the way, everybody, you know, the prayer books make great stocking stuffers. So just let customer service know if you want us to send you some for stocking stuffers or presents. It's been very interesting for me to listen to Thomas Meyer. When I pursued my master's in visual arts with a focus on studio teaching and learning, I looked at depth at how Steiner recommended art be taught at the Waldorf schools. My art career started as a watercolor painter with work touring with the American Watercolor Society and a juried member of the Canadian Society of Painters and Watercolor. My focus now is on acrylics on canvas, as they are an excellent medium for me to market through art galleries. My artwork, whether landscape-inspired, gardens, or still life, has always been partially intuitive with a grounding in color theory. So the latest talk on art was welcome. I had just finished a large painting that had been in progress for several years, and when it was completed, an invisible hand usually taps me on the shoulder and says, "I'm finished." I told Jim, my husband, I really thought a divine hand had done the painting, as each evening I went to bed wondering how to complete the painting and create the feeling I was looking for, and in the morning I had some knowledge of what to do next. Don't you love how that works? In fact, I think for the 30 years I've been painting, I've not been the one in control at all. Oh, and then you sent a picture of it. Is that beautiful or what? Oh, it reminds me of a dream I once had about walking through a forest in the winter. It's called Dawn Winter Forest. It's absolutely beautiful. I shipped the painting to my gallery in Quebec, and they featured it on their banner. By the way, my gallery is La Malbrie. It's near the beautiful Jart, oh, the Fourth Quarter Gardens. Oh, it sounds beautiful. Anyway, I'm leaving the pictures in the notes so everybody can see it. Catherine, I was at a national 4-H event with my children. While waiting for the kids to finish, I was talking with the parents. One was working with insurance. She stated she felt very badly for her small business customers because insurance is raising 2 to 3 times for them. Many will go out of business. Insurance covering for excess deaths and killing small business at the same time. 2 for 1. Ouch. Thank you for your discussions with CJ Hopkins about Mr. Global. I struggle with comprehending how very intelligent and educated friends have fallen for the mantra, but my much less educated, not less intelligent friends continually challenge Mr. Global. We have lost generations of intelligent workers to the treats of the tapeworm or the fear of being wrong. I struggle to watch them vex their kids and parents, drive electric cars, and spew diversity nonsense. I guess the best we can do is pray for them. Absolutely. It's hideous what's being done to them. Poem sharing, whereby artistic creation and rhythm may help sync messaging in playful ways. So I won't read this, but it's all in the notes. It's a couple pages long. So I really appreciate your poetry. It's very interesting. So Leonardo's timeless artwork, Vitruvian Man, has asymmetry within his eyes. His left eyeball, drawn darker than his right, perhaps shouldn't give much surprise. Granted, the Medici's Guild with the Catholic Church held establishment sway, Da Vinci's art and Galileo's findings pushed through at the end of the day. Yeah, didn't they? I was just looking at Leonardo's notebooks. Anyway, I love your poem. Thank you for sending that. I recently reserved a business trade name and was horrified that Colorado is using Wells Fargo Bank for their financial transactions. Attached is a short off the top of my head letter I wrote to them, and I would like some assistance in redrafting the letter so I can send it to my state attorney general. Basically, the points are Wells Fargo is a criminal entity, having been convicted and fined for deliberate consumer frauds. They may be a member of the BIS, which is not subject to financial regulation by virtue of their sovereignty claim. And as a member, they may be, so they wouldn't be a member of BIS, but they would be part of the systemically important financial institutions through the BIS systemically important committee. I'm recommending that the state of Colorado should follow North Dakota's lead in establishing an official state bank. I would appreciate any advice in drafting and revising a more substantive letter that would be taken seriously by our attorney general. What I'm going to do, we're working on a series of letters to financial people, and what I'll do is I'll put this in the list to be done. Carolyn, we're just about to publish the letter to your insurance broker, and so I'm going to add this to the list of letters. We may not get it out on a timely basis, but I would go ahead and write. You might want to send him a link to that interview we did with Frank Nicely. I think that might help. I recently saw a job ad which stated that it was the policy of the company to provide equal opportunity, employment opportunities without regard to race, ethnicity, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, marital, familial status, veteran status, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, genetic information. What's that? Having a GED rather than a diploma or any other protected characteristic applicable under law. This was the first time I'd read about genetic information with respect to a job application. How does this work? I have no idea. I have no idea. Is this a, I suppose that there's a, you know, if you've done genetic testing and it says you're susceptible to get, I don't know, cancer at a young age, does that mean that you can be discriminated against in employment? I have no idea. So another reason to avoid those tests. Hi, Catherine. I had a fascinatingly unpleasant experience yesterday. My wife and I were having our traditional lunch at an outdoor restaurant nearby where we pick up our Christmas tree, always the day after Thanksgiving. Okay, so I am going to read this whole thing because I really want everyone to hear this. It was a beautiful California day with excellent food, but I was feeling agitated. I kept asking myself why I was agitated. After lunch, we went across the parking lot to Home Depot to pick up our Christmas tree. While loading the tree onto the roof of my car, a stranger started reprimanding me on what I was doing. Soon we were exchanging words face-to-face aggressively. Fortunately, we both walked away from each other without incident. Then, leaving the Home Depot parking lot, a different man driving behind me was screaming at me, literally, to hurry up and drive into the intersection. Driving home, I was trying to understand what just happened, as I never had such a heated exchange with a total stranger, nor received such a rant from another driver behind me. After much reflection and walking through the entire event with my wife today, my gut tells me it was 5G or some other electronic control mechanism. I never get in arguments with total strangers, and the behavior of the screaming driver behind me point to 5G. I think also of note, all three of us were men. My wife was never agitated. What a learning experience. I've been studying the effects of 5G for years, yet in that moment, 5G got me. From this one-time life experience, I will be more aware of ever getting agitated in public again or no apparent reason. The three things I want you to do, I want you to watch The Cell, a movie with John Cusack. Perfectly dreadful movie, but you'll get the meaning. And then I want you to watch The Kingsman with Michael Caine. Another dreadful movie, but you'll get the message. And then I would go to the commentary, Mind Control Tactics Used on Young Children and Everybody Else. Just put mind control in the search bar and you'll pull it up. At the bottom of those links are two links, one by James Giordano and one by Charles Morgan. Two lectures given to the military on neurological weaponry. And that's what you were probably dealing with, neurological weaponry. And yes, does it probably works through the cell towers or the satellites. Anyway, but I would watch those two movies and look at those two videos of lectures by Morgan and Giordano on neurological weaponry. When you're in a situation like this, the first thing you want to do is turn off your cell phone or smartphone or any digital equipment. Turn them off and get out as fast as possible. Get as far, you know, go hug a tree. If you can go into the forest with no digital anything, that's the best thing. Health and food. Dear Catherine, we cannot express how grateful we are for you and your team's work and your wonderful spirit. Well, thank you. I far prefer working for you than George H.W. Bush. It's such a blessing. We have a question for you about loved ones who took one or more shots. They took a portion of the recommended shots over a year ago. Then later, after learning more, did an extended ivermectin treatment along with, I think it's pronounced seropatis, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, probiotics to try to compensate for any possible damage. They will not do any more shots. So far, to the best of our knowledge, they are not experiencing any perceived negative effects. Do you have any knowledge or thoughts on if there are any other things to continue to detox and if you are likely to have any lasting negative effects? Do clots, heart issues continue to be a concern after a year or more? First of all, there's enormous variability from what we know in the shots, you know, so it's possible they got the saline shots, not the mRNA batches. So, you know, it's impossible to tell what's in this stuff, and there's enormous variability. What I would do if you're concerned about clots is I would do a D-dimer test to see if there's microclotting, and I would track that and do everything you could to prevent clots from happening and to make sure you have healthy circulation. There's lots you can do to detox. We have a lot on the Salary Report on detoxing. And I'm a great believer that general detox can pretty much always help make the body stronger to deal with, you know, whatever you've got in it. So I would encourage continual detoxing, and not just because of the injections. If you look at the what I call the great poisoning, there are all sorts of things going on that would encourage us to detox. You know, for all I know, they got the saline shots, and I think there were plenty of those batches around. Question, do you have any connection to a reputable company for the QRS mat? So I sounds to me like the gentleman that you've been buying your QRS mats from is the same guy I've been buying the QRS mats from. The only thing to do is to find out from the company other distributors, but he's the guy I've used, and he is temperamental, but he's always, you know, he's always delivered competently that I've dealt with him. So, and I've dealt with him off and on for a while. So I don't know of anybody, but I'm the, you know, the company distributes out of Germany. I'm sure you can check their website for distributors. Hello, Catherine. I loved your slogan, Cash Friday. I'm a huge proponent of cash, as many I know here in Ireland a lot because of you. Now we're trying to support farmers in local markets. I think if we could come up with a slogan like you did for cash, it may actually work to stop people going to the supermarket. The one we used to use is, who's your farmer? Who's your bankers? Where's your money? I love what you did, food from farmers first. So I think that's great. But I love the, we used to have bumper stickers, who's your farmer? And you could say, who's your farmer? Or you could say, who's your farmer? Where's your money? I would welcome any insights, ideas, or suggestions from your ancillary team as to how we get the word out there to go direct to the farmer. Many thanks, as always, in advance. The other thing that was really helpful was a group in Montana made up a card that showed you all the restaurants that bought from local farmers. And what they discovered is many people would not buy direct, but they would go to restaurants that bought from the local farmers. So I would also suggest making up sort of a, you know, a postcard kind of thing with a list of all the restaurants in the area that purchase from the local farmers. And I think you'll find that that is also very successful in generating a lot of sales for the local farmers. Okay, nothing under local gatherings. There's a tremendous number of recommended links. I'm not going to read all of them. There's another recommendation for Danielle Smith. And, you know, she's great. And another for Senator Malcolm Stevens of Queensland, another great politician fighting for us all. Somebody brought up brown gas for health and the possibilities of sort of energy, breakthrough energy. We participated in several breakthrough energy conferences, and it's something that I'm really interested in. Someone from Alberta points out that there was a very suspicious kind of earthquake and wonders if it wasn't something designed to threaten Danielle Smith, and that's a distinct possibility. More pointing out about the Fed prototype on CBDC or digital dollar coming up. Somebody pointed out the Netflix series on the Medicis references period of several years where emergency powers are used to suspend government. Do tell, it's an old tactic. Somebody pointing out the government system of food tickets and service tickets in Belgium is very much like a CBDC. Absolutely, they're sneaking up in every aspect of the digital financial system. Another great Bob Marone cartoon. I just love that guy. He's great. I love Jeremy Nell, whose art cartoonist is fabulous. But sometimes I'll post some from Bob. They're so good. Some whistleblower reports, Ed Griffin. More links on Whitney Webb. It's a great book. Pfizer is so, talk about a serial killer. Farrell just did another interview on the Nazi to Roswell connections. Senator Schumer, calling for people to replace the Americans who are not fertile. You just can't get over the hubris of these people. Some of the FTX, some great links on FTX. Thank you for those. And information on college mandates, more FTX. DeSantis doing another intriguing thing. More FTX. A lot of FTX links. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario suggests drugging the unvaccinated into compliance. You just couldn't make this stuff up. You wonder how they get people to do this. Lots of brouhaha about Twitter. Please note that Elon Musk came out and said they'd be ready to do human trials with Neuralink. My bet is they've already been involuntarily doing trials with Neuralink. More on FTX. more on. Somebody took a picture of the election and it shows the Democrat with 56.6% of the vote with 370 votes and the Republican with 41% of the vote with over 800,000 votes. Welcome to Bizarro World. I mean, it's not funny, but what's this one? So this is the link to a Thrive interview I did with Foster Gamble. Some links on Brandy Vaughn this week, who died under highly suspicious circumstances. Somebody has an article, five COVID investigations the GOP House needs to launch on day one. It's going to be very interesting to see what the House does. So a link to reports on insurance industry data. We just need to keep tracking what's happening. But there's no doubt that there's a serious rise in all-cause mortality. Now, one person told me the other day that it's tapering off. So let's just see what the facts show us. Many other links. Big fight still in Arizona, and it's important to battle that one out. Lots of good links. Lots of controversy around the movie Died Suddenly, which has just come out. Of course, that refers to all the, particularly the sports figures who've been dropping dead and the embalmers who are finding huge clots. It's pretty scary. I have not watched it just because I find a lot of the footage to be not. I mean, I sort of factually know everything that's in it, I believe, but I think watching that footing can be deeply disturbing. So there's a Silicon Valley engineer has turned whistleblower who's talking about smart cities basically being open concentration camps. There's also a very good report here on the implementation of the digital concentration camps. And what's happening with the LED lighting? This is fascinating. I mean, it really does make you want to disappear out into the trees. So this guy's an engineer, worked in Silicon Valley for 20 years, co-inventor of two cell phone camera apps. He immigrated to the US in 88. He now lives in Montana and has become one of the most important whistleblowers. I haven't heard his interviews, but I'm gonna. Our cell phones are spying on us, our appliances are spying on us, our cars are spying on us. By 2025, Javi said every new car will have a minimum of 16 cameras, all digitally connected and feeding information via the internet. Driving too much outside of your home base is adding unnecessarily a carbon footprint. That's a waste of gasoline, and your social credit score just ticked down another notch. Our banks are spying on us. Our digital thermostats are spying on us. The infrastructure for a lockdown police state is already in place. Now, I continue to be an optimist. I think it can be turned around, but the longer we wait, the more painful it's going to be. And, at some point, if we don't turn it around, we're talking about something that could take 1,000 years to turn around, or something that could kill an enormous number of people before it gets turned around. More FTX. Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes sentenced. We'll probably discuss that with Farrell, who's been tracking Theranos. They can hack your brain, communicate with you, change your moods, etc. Yep, the mind control, the tsunami of mind control is serious. War on LED lights. Moron died suddenly. The G20 Bali leaders' declaration. The G20 leaders committed to, among other things, vaccine passports. Now, the reality is Biden can't do that without getting the Senate to pass it. And I don't see that happening, so needs a two-third vote. That's a treaty. A great video from Archbishop Vigano. Some links on the Chinese pushback, and some Cambridge dean who just, I won't even describe what he's doing. It's another link for Bizarro World. Anyway, lots of great links. I really want to thank you. Take action. I have a bunch of family members that believe mainstream media on every topic. Last year, they all got Bobby Kennedy's book on Fauci. Do you have any ideas or presents for them this year? So I would go to Best Books for 2022 at http://sovereign.solari.com. It was the, in every annual wrap-up, we have Best Books for the next year. And the ones I would give them either the Wim Hof Method or Jason Fung's book on fasting. So those are two books about tremendous things for your health that sort of move them out of traditional paradigm, but are really, really good for them. If they do them, they'll get extraordinary benefits. So I would go to a health angle, and I would try the Wim Hof method or the Fung book on Fauci, which are both in the best books. Another really neat present is Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, because it really focuses people on building individual character, and a lot of people need it at this time. Anyway, but I would go through best books for 2022 at sovereign.solaria.com and see what see if any of those ring a bell. Another one, which would be great for family, is James Hughes's Family Wealth. It's such a great book, and it's basically designed to get families conspiring together to build prosperity. And so I would think that could be very unifying. Hi, Catherine. Do you or anyone else have strategies for dealing with the identifiably worst internet service in a rural area? So we've had to deal with this. We solved it at one point by getting a T1 line that was very expensive and ultimately didn't solve the problem because they just took back into AT&T. So we went to having, double satellite service, which was extraordinarily expensive, but it was one way to deal with the problem. I would like to opt out of Medicare. I'm 69 years old in excellent health, not on any meds, and use alternative health care. I don't want to be completely uninsured. I would check out Samaritan Ministries, and of course I would do the AAA thing. I talked about it earlier in response to the earlier question, and I'd look at that same link on Musings and healthcare that I posted to the earlier question. Hello, Catherine. I'm searching for a secure internet browser and appreciate you mentioned in your November 17th as Catherine recording that Solaria supports Firefox but not Brave. Brave has a Google Core. That's why we don't support it. And also, it doesn't support us. Keeps doing things that makes us incompatible. So we don't support it just because it's got a Google Core. Dear Catherine, I hit another snag in my personal development. I could use some insight. Christianity isn't all rational in history. There is that little thing called belief and faith. Oh, so I responded to you. Let me go get it. Yep, I'm going to have to go get the links. So what we need are why I am an optimist, a Solaria report with Catherine, and learning to walk about with Harry Blaser. And I would listen to those. I have two on spiritual warfare, one with John Rappaport and one with Franklin Sanders. But I also have one called The Power of It with John Rappaport. And it's not a bad idea to listen to John Rappaport's speech at the Secret Space Program conference in 2014. So you can find it on the Secret Space Program, the conference's website. That was a great conference. Okay. So as always in the appendix, I have a lot of links that get referenced, including there's one to the where the Dr. James Giordano and Charles Morgan are referenced. And anyway, a lot of great links in there that you might find useful. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. And I look forward to more Ask Catherine next week. You have a great week.